we are back on the Thin Space podcast after some time away recording, even though these are released one after the other each week. And it's been a time that the world looks like a different place. For me, I've had a daughter in the time since we last recorded, which has been amazing. And the world has undergone a crisis together. We all have undergone a crisis together. And so I think that this message that we'll be talking about is always relevant, but it seems to be even more relevant in this time. And so we talked last podcast about the meaning of life is to know and love God, Jesus's great commandment. And this week we're going to be exploring letting love in. And I think, Larry, this is the idea of letting the love of God in our lives in response to knowing and loving him, what we talked about in the last episode. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right on. And you know, with Jesus saying that the great commandment is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. So we know that that's more important than anything else, but we're left with this question, which is really, really important. It's like, well, how do we then love God? You know, how do we do that? And, you know, we know from our own life experiences, and I don't think this would come to surprise to really anybody that's with us here, is that we can't give anything that we don't first receive. You know, we can't give anybody anything, something, until we first receive it, and that includes the love of God. And we know, you know, from Scripture, 1 John 4:19, which is, we love because God first loved us. So most of us, you know, we've heard that, not all, but most of us have heard that. But what does that mean? You know, what does it look like and feel like for you and I to be first loved by God? Like, how do we do that? What's the practical approach to it? Like, what is that? We know it in our heads, but like, what does it mean for our hearts to come to know that? And many times we leave it there. We don't really step into this idea of what does it look like in your life and in my life to let the love of God into our hearts, even into our souls. You know, so how do we do that? And one of the things that, you know, people have helped us with along the years is starting with a really simple question in prayer that many of us just have never thought to do. And that's, you know, have you ever asked God to show you how he loves you? You know, there are 100 different ways, probably 1,000 different ways that we can ask that. But, you know, have we prayed for him to reveal his love for us? And just ask. You know, we pray for a lot of things. But yeah, do we pray for that?
The idea of praying for it. So whenever you say that, it makes me think of to want to pray something like that, to want to pray and ask God to reveal his love to you. There's been some sort of an experience that's happened that's drawn you to that prayer, I think, which is often, and I say often because I don't know if it's often or not often or every time in my life, I'll say, those experiences have been the love of God. And my response, it's just funny how it works, to where I experience the love of God and then my response is to ask him to reveal his love to me. And then he says, yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
And just open your eyes.
Yeah. It's all around. Yeah. I've really, over the years, and I really mean this, I've come to believe that the most important prayer that we can pray is this very prayer. Hmm. It's like, show me how you love me. Show me how you like me. Show me how you like the way you've made me. Because in that, in that we directly from our Father experience His love in ways that you can't even begin to imagine. And so it's just really, really, really important. And most of us have, you know, just never really thought to do it. And it's just vital. It's vital. You know, I think I may have shared about my friend Reggie Campbell, who passed away a couple of months ago before. And I love his approach to this. And he, an incredible man of God, and he had cancer, and he had lung issues, and he passed away from that. But one of the things that Reggie would do, his walk and his intimacy with Jesus was such an inspiration. And he literally every day, he'd say this to me, and we'd laugh together, and he'd say, you know, every day he starts his morning, and he says something to the effect of, he would say, you know, Jesus, I know you said to me yesterday that you love me. And in fact, when I asked you the day before that, you said that you love me. And come to think of it, I've been asking it every day for months and really even years. But would you just tell me again this morning, as I start my day, I want to start it with knowing your love. Would you tell me again today, anew, afresh, you know? Do you love me? How do you love me? And he'd tell these amazing stories about how God would touch him in those moments. And it was never the same, you know, it was just a beautiful thing. And I think Reggie really understood it. I think he really understood how to enter into a loving relationship with God. It's really, really fun. I tell you another quick story. I've been married to my wife, Jody, for almost 37 years. Next month, it'll be 37 years. And if I'm really, really honest, for the first 25 years of that, I tried to love her with my love. Not God's love through me. I tried to love her with my love. And if she were with us here, she would say, yeah, and it didn't work real well. And I failed pretty miserably at it, but I just really didn't understand. And then God began to teach me that I couldn't really love her until I received His love for me and for her. And then I could give her His love, which is a very different love. And, you know, I've been walking in that, far from perfect in it, but our relationship, you know, after 37 years, we have not been this much in love in our entire marriage. And it's because of God, and it's because of just growing in the ability to know His love and to be able to give that away. So,
yeah, as you say, this is the most important question, or one of the most important prayers that we can pray to God to reveal His love to us. And then you talk about Reggie, who did this every morning throughout his life. I think of how some spiritual practices evolve over time. You're like, okay, start here with your spiritual practice, and then it's going to look quite different 20 years from now. This one seems like one that's like, start here and end here.
I love that, Evan. I love it.
Ask God. It's very simple in practice, and I think oftentimes the responses are very simple as well, which makes it, maybe we could call it one of the fundamentals of spiritual practice, asking God to reveal His love to you. Yeah. And that's the beginning of the practice. And it doesn't get much more complicated than that over time.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. You know, it seems so simple. You know, well, let's do it. You know, let's just ask Him,
right?
You know, to show us. And it is simple, but like, well, so how do we do it? You know, people, right. Everybody is listening here. It's like, so, okay, I got it. Check. But how do I do it? You know,
sometimes the simple things are the hardest to get motivated to do. Like, why is it important? Because it seems so simple. So it can't really have that big of an impact. Yeah. But trying to love others without doing this first doesn't always go so hot.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, and in fact, I was just thinking about this, is that, have you ever tried to love somebody else when you don't love yourself? You know, and I know everybody listening, we've been there. In fact, maybe even today. But it doesn't work. And so it begins with letting him love us first. And it is really simple. And you know, how do we do it? And it's simple, and yet it's not simple. And I just, there are a couple of thoughts on this that, you know, I'd love to share. And this is by no means a complete set of reasons why we have a hard time sometimes letting his love in. But there were seven of them here, and I just thought I'd share them, Evan. And you may have some additional ones, and just please add to this list. And this is just intended, you know, as we're listening to all of this, it's like, well, what's going on in me and what's going on in my heart, maybe even what's going on in my soul that is keeping me from letting God's love in. And I know one of the ones that we hear a lot, and I dealt with this for years in my life, is that the belief that I don't believe I'm worthy of his love. You know, Evan, you are, but me, you know, I don't know that I believe that. Or, you know, maybe I feel guilty or shameful about something that I've done in my life that, you know, I deem as unforgivable. I just can't possibly. So God couldn't forgive me. So, well, then how could I possibly, you know, receive his love? And, or it could be, you know, another would be that I don't really like or love myself right now. You know, those times when we're like in the midst of stuff that we're really not very proud of. And so if I don't love or like myself right now, how could God love me in that? You know, and that will keep us from receiving his love. And you know, it could be, you know, I have an addiction that nobody knows about, you know, that I'm really wrestling with and I'm really struggling with and I really want to be freed from, but I can't seem to get out of it. You know, how could God possibly love me until I stop this? You know, that'll block our ability to receive his love. Could be, you know, I'm angry with someone. It could be another person. It could be me, or it could even be God. And it's hard to receive love when you're mad. You know, sometimes, you know, and I've experienced this myself, is that I don't, you know, there are times when I don't really need God's love. That's, you know, it's like, I really don't need it. I'm doing pretty good. You know, I'm okay loving on my own. That'll keep us, you know, from receiving his love. And then, you know, it could be just simply, you know, we're having this conversation. I've just never really thought about it. I've never really thought about asking God. And you know, maybe I can start now. And so, you know, that's a little bit of a list, but what's important for all of us is, you know, what is it for us? It may or may not be one of those. It could be something else, but what is it that's keeping us from wanting to even ask, you know? I don't know if you can think of any others, Evan, but those are just a few.
Yeah. I think the one that just resonates with me the best is not having thought of why this would be such an important thing, which is what we're answering with this podcast today. And the idea that asking for something, so let's, if we took an example, not necessarily asking for God's love, but whenever we ask for something, whatever that something is, there's something within us that acknowledges that we need that. So maybe even just not realizing that you need God's love keeps you from asking for God's love.
That's a great one. That's a great one. You know, and again, it's, I think as we grow in life, I know for me personally, I've come, and that's why we said what we said in the last podcast, is that there is, what matters most in life and the meaning of life is truly coming to know God and coming to know His love. And it's all we have to do is ask, you know, Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, you know where I'm at in all of this. And I'm just going to step out and say, even if I don't fully understand this, I sense in my spirit, my heart, my soul, even in my mind, I sense that I want this. And I really don't know how to do it, but I want it. You know, it's kind of like when you know or meet people in your life that are filled with the love of God, there's something in them that you want. You know, you're just drawn to it. And I believe that God wants that for all of us. And he's simply saying, will you ask me? Will you just ask me? Will you just let me in? It doesn't matter where you're at. It doesn't matter if you're in the depths of an addiction. It doesn't matter if you're filled with shame or guilt. It doesn't matter if you're filled with anger or bitterness. I still love you. And will you let me show you?
Yeah, that I just get the mental picture in my head of a magnet kind of drawing something in, and that's the ask. Just a slow draw. Will you let me? Will you acknowledge my love? Can you be aware of it? I like the word aware. I use that one often whenever I am talking about God or spirituality. So yeah, that makes sense to me that there's just this constant draw that we have the ability to respond to, which is a really cool thing, to respond and accept that and share it, or continue to stay in the place we are as we're being drawn continually. There's no escaping the draw, or escaping the love. I would call that draw and love, maybe those are the same words, but there's no escaping that. And then we have ability to respond, or we have a responsibility in the drawing. Yes, I don't know if I'm too abstract there, but it's in my mind what I'm picturing as you're saying that God is just asking us this question. Will you accept my love? Will you ask me to reveal my love to you? It's such a beautiful picture.
Yeah. And again, it's as simple as that. And that no matter what's going on in life right now, and even, you know, we'll do this here in a minute if everybody's willing, is just to ask. You know, Matthew 7:7-8, you know, where Jesus just tells a story. If you ask, it'll be given. If you knock, the door will be opened. And he goes on to say, you know, if you're asking me for bread, you're not going to get a stone. I love you too much for that. And so, you know, the invitation that I think he has for us as we're talking here together is to say, no matter what's going on in life, this is him to us, no matter what's going on in your life right now, will you just set that aside? And when you come before me, just pause for a moment and ask. And that's what I'd love to do, Evan. I'd love it for us just to step into this, because, you know, most of the time when we're talking on the subjects of God, what we do is we talk about them, which is a good thing. It's a really, really good thing. But we don't take the next step often, which is to actually experience him. So in this, in you know, right now we're talking about receiving God's love. And as we talk all of this through, you know, most of us are saying, you know, yeah, got it. You know, that's really, really important. But until we experience it, it's not real. You know, the scriptures that speak of his love don't come alive inside of us until we actually experience it with Him. And so what we'd love to do is to go ahead and have a little prayer exercise here. And if it's all right, I'll just open us up with a little prayer here, and everybody listening, just if you'll just allow yourself, you'll want to use your own words, not my words, but however you want to ask the Lord to show you His love. Just you do that here in just a minute. And then after we ask, we're just going to have a moment of silence. Just allow you to sit in this and to receive. And in the receiving part of this is, and we're not always used to this, it's just rest. It's just resting. And not going into our head to try to figure out, or it's really laying our thoughts down, taking a deep breath, and just see what might come. So if everyone here is willing, are you okay to give this a go, Evan?
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's pray together, everybody, and hopefully you can find a comfortable spot. Although if you're even driving in the car right now, that's okay, because God can speak to you right while you're driving. Just please keep your eyes open. So let's pray together and let's just see what He might have for us. So Father, Jesus and Holy Spirit, you want us, you want a relationship with us more than anything else. And at the very foundation of that is your love for us. You created us out of your love. And you want, even more than we do, you want us to know in our hearts the depth of your love for us. And so we just turn to you in this moment. And we just humbly come before you and we ask for your help in whatever it is that might keep us from wanting to receive your love, just to lay that aside just for a moment. Almost, you know, spreading our arms out wide and saying, do you really love us? Do you really love me? And if you do, how do you love me? Would you just show me in this moment? I'd really like that. So in your own way, in your own words, just ask Him. So, Father, we just thank you. Thank you for giving us this pause. Thank you for making us aware of your love for us in maybe ways we've just never experienced before. Help us to know that even in this short moment, if we didn't experience anything, that your plan may be to answer it in the next hour or the next day or the next week or the next month. But we have asked, and you're faithful. And so may we just be open. May we be looking for you to reveal your answer to our prayer. And Father, we just pray your blessing over everyone that's with us right now. We pray, Lord, that in the days and even years ahead, Holy Spirit, that you'll remind us to turn to you and ask this simple prayer over and over and over again. And that we'll grow. We'll each grow in your love for us. And as we grow, we'll truly love you with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And we'll truly love others. And we'll truly love ourselves. No greater gift. No greater gift. So thank you. We love you, and we pray all of this in the name of you, Jesus, that is with us in this very moment. Amen.
Amen.
So that's hopefully a taste, a taste of what can be literally a part of the way that we walk with him. And, you know, in the journey ahead that we'll be taking together with these podcasts, we'll be going much further into this. This is almost just like the beginning of it all.
Yeah,
we'll have a chance to ask him lots of questions as we journey forward together. And, you know, even the next time that we're together, what we're going to do is step into, you know, how do we really experience the living God, the living Trinity? You know, we just had a taste of that, but what would it be like if our prayer life was one of an ongoing conversation? You know, it was doing the kind of thing that we just did, but doing it in all aspects of our faith life and our life in general. And so the next time that we're together, we'll really explore all the different ways that we can experience God, all the different ways we can learn how to hear from him, so that this relationship can become truly a living, breathing relationship that's alive and exciting, and all the things that go with a walk with God.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to that conversation. And thanks for that practice right there. I think you just showed the evolution. So what I earlier, like, that is the evolution of asking the question, is learning to wait and listen for the answer, which was a great experience and a beautiful practice, with lots of, I don't necessarily have the word, I just want to say lots of mystery involved. Like, acknowledge the mystery of what happens in that space, the unnameableness that exists there. So yeah, I'm looking forward to talking about all the ways that we experience God next episode. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, thanks for listening. If you'd like to stay tuned in to future episodes of the Thin Space podcast, you can do so by subscribing to this podcast. While you're there subscribing, if you could, leave a review. Your review goes a long way in helping us reach more people with this content. Also, if you'd like to go deeper with the content of each episode, follow along on Instagram and Facebook, where we post practices and thoughts on the episodes as they're released. Just search at Cloudwalk Ministries on Facebook or Instagram. This podcast is made possible because of generous donors. If you would like to support the work of the Thin Space podcast, you can do so by going to cloudwalk.org and clicking on Give. Again, thanks for journeying with us, and we look forward to being with you in our next episode.